you'll keep everything. So in this case, since there's a tzad to say maybe the person really died, so then for sure we let a karev go down, because if he did die, for sure he'd let it go down. And even if not, he'll only get like a sharecropper. Key pligu is the machlek is, we did not hear any rumors at all that the person died, just that he was captured and he'll come back soon. So what's the machlek is now? Rav says, ain maridin, we do not let a karev go down to the field to take care of it in the meantime. Because Dilma Mafsidlu, we're afraid maybe the karev won't do a good job. He won't, like Rashi says, he won't fertilize the karka. He'll just try and plant, like the chaperan, and get as much out of the field he could get right now. Like he feels the owner's going to come back soon. So let me try and chaperan and get the most I could out of it. So he'll like ruin the field. Therefore, we do not let a karev go down to the field. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, Maridin, we do let a karev, a relative, go down to take over the field. Because Kivu Diyamama, since we learned that Shamin and Luke Horis, even if the owner comes back later, he has the right to keep a share of the produce, like a regular sharecropper, like an Horis, like a worker on the field, that has the right to get a certain percentage in the produce. If so, Le Masin Lu, then the Kara for sure will do a good job. Like he realizes, the better job he does, the more he'll get also. He gets a share in the produce. So for sure, wants the property, he'll take good care of it. So therefore, Shmuel says, we let a Kara go down. On this Maitzvah, we have a Kasha. Reb Lezer says, Mimashma Shinema, since the Pasuk says, to this Pasha, Vechora Api, it says, well, if you act not nice to an Amona, so Vechora Api, I'll get angry at you, Vyarakti Eskam, and I'll kill you. So now, Yodeyani, I know, Shinishasehem Almonois, if Hashem's going to kill the man, so his wife is going to be an Amona. Or Vinayan, you sign him, and your kids are going to be a Yosem. So Elomatam Lem, what does the Pasuk have to say? Vohoyu Nesheichem Amonis, that your wives will be an Amona. What do you have to say? It's for Pshita. So Malamra comes to teach us like this. That means the wife will want to remarry, and we won't let her, because nobody's going to know that the husband died. We're not going to have Adam that he died. That's a bigger klola. Not only is the husband going to die, but the wife will not be able to find out about it. Or v'neyem, the kids in such a case also. If the father is missing, they don't know if he's dead or not. So v'neyem writes him leirul nichseviyem. The kids are going to want to go down to use their father's fields. But we ain't manichinoy son. We're not going to let the kids go down. So the chura, it's mashmir clearly, ain't maridin. It says here in the case where the father's not around, we do not let the kid go down to the field. So there's a kasha on Shmuel, that Shmuel says maridin, here it's mashmir, we do not let the kid go down to the field. So Amar Rav, we always say that's not a kasha. Amar Rav, leirad v'limka tanan. That's what the pasuk with from the pasuk. The kid cannot go down to the field. It means to use it like an owner. He will not be able to sell the field, but just to go down there and work on it, and to take share in the produce, that he would be able to. Samar says, have a uvde ben adoi, there was a mice in adoi, u poshter rav sheshet meho mathisen, and rav sheshet was poshted for this mission of this brice over here, that says, ein maridim, like he was poshted like the more, like we asked the kasha and Shmuel, here a chorus mashmo, the kids cannot go down to the father's fields at all. Or malay ravam said back, no, what's the proof in this posik? Dilma, maybe here the posik just means, leirat valimka tanan, that the kids will want to go down and act like an owner to the field and sell it, that we won't let them. But maybe if the kids just want to go down and work on it and have a share in the produce, that they'll be able to. He said back to them, Dilma, like he didn't like that, he didn't like the answer. No, he held it's a good proof. So he said back to them, Dilma mi Pumbadisat, maybe you come from the city Pumbadisa. To my island Pila, they put an elephant, the Kufya de Machta, through the hole of a needle. In other words, they say things that are not so, and they don't understand them. So you heard, why? Because the pasuk here is mashma that the kids will be like the mother. For hodum yudin yishusayim, ubenayim ketoni, says that the kids will be yisayim like the mother will be an amona. Mahosam klaloi, just like when the mother is the amona here, that means we do not know where the father is, she cannot get married at all. There's no hetzah for her at all to get married if we don't know where the husband is. Is af hochinam here when it talks about the kid also, klaloi, that the kid has nothing to do at all with that property. So we're smashma then from this posik that we would not let the kid, the koriv, go down to his father's property. As long as we do not know for sure the father died, just the father was captured, we would not let the koriv go down to his property. Here's a kash on Shmuel then. Now the Gemara says, this halacha, this machlekes Rav and Shmuel, maridin koriv l'nichse shov, that we had a machlekes. Whether you're allowed to let a karev go down to the property of a shavui, tanoihi. We also have a machlekes tanoihi. The Tanya we learned, Hayar with the Nichse Shavui, if somebody goes down to the property of somebody that was captured to take care and watch over it, we do not take it away from you. Mashmi, we let you stay there. For lawyer, not only this, Elafilu Shama, Shema Mashmashin Uboyin, even if you hear that the owner is planning to come back, he was like freed, they called them Vitola. Should a person now that's working on it fast goes and pulls off all the fruits, the Yochel and eats it, Harezer Zoros Viniskar, he has a right to do that. Whatever he ate, he gains, he's allowed to keep it. So you see clearly, they hold, Maridin, you're allowed to let a curve go down. Now, V'yeluhein nichsei shavuyin. This is called the property of a shavuy, that harei shehoya oviv, oy ochiv, oy yechud min amarishin. Whether it's your father, whether it's your brother, or anybody there, if they die, you would yash and you'd be the Yerush. Hol chulhem l'medina sayom. They went overseas. V'shamo v'hen shemes. And we heard that they died. So in such a case, that's called nichsei shavuy. That's the first case here, that hayor with the nichsei shavuy is very good. We let you stay there, and you can take all the produce you want. That's the first case. Now, for that's not negated to us. Because before we said also, that when we heard that the owner died, then everybody agrees we let him go down. So Machlekes is in the next case, where we did not hear that he died. Now it says, the hayor with the nichsei netushim. If somebody goes down to the property of netushim, netushim actually says, and the chosim netushim are like also, that the owner also went away, the owner's not here. So it says, now we take it away from this person going down. In other words, we do not let a korov go down to the property. What's called nichsei netushim? Again, one of your krovim, that when they die, you'll be the Yerush. They went overseas. And the case is, you did not hear that they died. That's why the machlokes before between Rabbi and Shmuel by Yeridin lenichsei shavui. This was the case before where he was captured, but we did not hear that he died. So it says here, Tanakama says netushim is mitzian. We do not let him go down. But the machlokes says that the yomer of Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel says shomati. I heard no sheha netushim kishvuyim, that the property of netushim where the owner went away and we did not hear that he died has the same halacha like yeshvuyim where we did hear the owner died. So just like by shvuyim we do let a curve go down in the chosov, if Shimon only holds the same thing by netushim, we also let a curve go down to the property. So this is the machlokes Tanoim and the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, and this machlokes here the Tanakama and Shimon Gamliel. Now a third case is hayur with a nichsei retushim. If the korov goes down to the property of retushim, we'll see what that means. Here everybody holds, we take the korov away, we do not let him go down to the property. What's called the property of retushim? Again, one of your korovim, that when they die, you'll be the Yerush. Kan, they're here. You do not know where he went. In other words, your father went on his own free will, he went someplace, and he didn't tell you. So here we say that you have no right to go down to his property. Tamar says, and the reason is, because since the father went away in his own free will, if he wanted you to go down, he would have told you. Since he didn't tell you to go down, that's the proof he does not want you to be there. Therefore, here we say for sure you have no right to be there. Now the Tamar says, Maishanana the Kuru of Natushim, how come when he went away, when he was taken away, it's called Natushim? Well, Maishanana the Kuru of Natushim, when he goes away in his own free will, it's called Ratushim. So the Tamar says, because of the Psukim. Netushim devar korcha. Netushim means you are taken away, you are captured by force. You see, the pasuk says, "V'yashriyas tishmetenu natashto." By shriyas, your property is like hefkam. So idashin afkosa the malchusor is like Hashem, the Melech, made it free. We know on shriyas and shmita, your property is hefkam. The least the teres mitzvah the Melech. That's the lashon of tishmetenu natashto. That's netushim to mean by force. Retushim means the midaiton, that the owner went away in his own free will. The pasuk says, "Im al bonim roicha," so it means on your own free will. Rashi says, "Hainu mi daitoi," yeah, that you weren't captured, now you went away on your own free will. Yeah. Right. Tony, we learned the kulin shonim hem korus. We'll soon see in which case it means when a korov goes down the nichsov shavui, and we say he works on the field. So how much does he take out of the field? Like a regularis, whether it's a third, whether it's a half, or the produce he takes. So Rashi says it means in Yavoyu, the owner would come back. Yitlu Elu, these people that were there working there from the Shvach Kakoyas, Rosta Peris, Kemini Garisi Amakim, whatever regular sharecropper gets from the field, whatever the minigam makam is, that's what this person also takes back. The verse says, Ahai, in which case do you say this? You let me, if you want to tell me, Ashvuyin, in the first case of the Brisa, where we heard that the father died. The verse says, no, it's even more than that. Hashtiz, Zoraz, Veniskar, Heve, we learned before that if his fast takes all the peris, whatever he eats, he has the right to keep for himself. My, the Ashvak, me boy. So for sure, what he made, a Shvach, what he made, the produce, what he made grow better in the field, for sure he should take it. You don't have to tell me that he tastes chorus. For sure, Madak, he has the right to keep the fruits itself. So for sure, what he made it grow better, for sure he can keep it. So that can't be what we're going on. El Aratushim is going on the middle case. In the case where the owner was captured, because we did not hear that he died. For the Gemara, the Tanakhama says, no, we do not let a korov go down to such property. We take him out. El Aratushim. No, forget. On Ratushim, forget. Ratushim was the case where the owner went away, Midaiton. So there we said, everybody holds, you have no right to go down. Because since he did not tell you to go down, he does not want you. So it can't be going on Ratushim. El was going on the middle case on Ratushim, where he was captured. We didn't hear that he died. So now, Laman, who are you saying according to? Elaim, the Rabbanin, according to Rabbanin, who Amri Matina Isim Yodai. Rabbanin said, no, in such property, we take him out of there. We do not let a korov go down L'nichta Shavi. So it can't be going according to the Rabbanin, that he gets korov. Iker Shimon Gamliel, who Amar, Shamati Shenatushim Kishvuyin. The Chur of Shimon Gamliel said he heard that this Natushim has the same halach like Kishvuyin. And Kishvuyim, in the case where we heard the father died, there we say he gets more than just Koros. All the Teres that he chapped the right fast and ate, he has the right to keep. So again, where do we have this Greisa that says, the Korov that goes down to the field, when he works on it, he only gets from the produce like a regular Oris does. So Mar says, true, it's going on the Tushim. And it's going according to Shimon Gamliel. But what he meant to say is, Kishvuyim, but like Kishvuyim. It's like it, but not like it. Kish Shavuyin, the Tushim is called like Shavuyin. Oh, that's another. Here, again, it's going according to Shimon Gamliel, that he holds Natushim in the same halacha like Ratushim, like Shvuyim, but it's like it or not like it. Kish Shvuyim has a halacha like Shvuyim, Diyei Mitzinoi Samyadai. When the Korov goes down to the field to watch the field, we do not take him out. We let him stay there and watch it, and he has the right to get Korov. That's what the price is going on. But, just we don't take him out. But V'loi Shvuyim, he's not completely like a Shvuyim. Here the horse is by real Nichsei Shvuyim, where we heard the owner died, Zoraz Veniskar. There he has the right to fast, eat from the property, and keep the property. V'ilu hoche, but over here, Shamina like Kiyaris. Here he only has the right to keep the property, to keep the produce like a regular oris, like a regular worker on the field. Here, so it was good that this Brisa that we said, that the person that's working now has the right to take from the produce the way a regular worker does, goes to court of Shimon Gamliel, that a Nichsei Netushim, he has such a locha that the korov is allowed to go down, and he has the right to take from the produce, take the profit like a regular oris. Now, we might know what's the difference. Behold, it's not. That's what we learn like this. It says a locha. Yeah. Smurf says, Omaishno, what's different? Mehod is not, this is how we learn. Mehod is tanan. Hamoid se hoit sois. Al nichta ishtoi. If the husband spent money on his wife's property, he spent a lot of money putting in the seeds or working over on the fields. So, hoit se harve. He put in a lot of work. He spent a lot of money putting work into the fields. V'yochol kima. What came out, the produce, the profit was very small. Or else the opposite way. Kima, he put a little bit amount of money into it. He just paid for seeds, that's all. The yochel harbe, and he ate a lot came out of it. So the locher is, ma shehoitzi hoitzi. Whatever the husband spent in the field, he spent. Or ma shochel ochel. Whatever he eats, that's all. So why? The chura husband in his wife's fields should also be like an oris. We should say she get chorus. Sakhne, we say no. Ma shochel ochel. Whatever he ate. Mashenkin here, when a korov goes down the nichsei shavui, we do not say he only gets what he eats. But here we say it's luck like an oris. So Mara said there's a big difference. Holei dami, one is like the other. Elohod, that's what we learned. Hamoitzi hoitzoi al nichsei ishtoi. If somebody spends money, somebody spends money on his wife's fields, it's like spending money on somebody else. You don't get anything from it. Alma, what do we see? That since you're not sonich das, like you don't know for sure she'll say with you, so Rabbanim is mistaken that you should not lose out. So tell you Hachinam here also. Over here, that you should not lose out. So that's why over here, when a korov goes down the nichsei shavui, here Rabbanim made a special takana that he gets like an orus. The same thing if you spend money in your wife, that's a katana. There you're not sure she could be mamai and she could get rid of you anytime she wants. So there you're not sonich das. The other Rabbanah had to make a special tekonah that you have a right to get chorus. Because otherwise you won't take care of it. Mashenkin, on your own wife, there you're more sonich das, it's like your wife. So there the property we say, whatever the locker is, it's your wife's property. Because you have a right to eat the peris. So whatever grows here, from the growth, you're allowed to eat from the shrach. But if you happen to spend a lot of money, and very little came out, it's your loss. Here we don't make any special tekonahs. Because on your own wife, you zikha say machdas to do a good job. Mashenki, when she's a ketana, you're afraid maybe she'll make mian, or else when the korev goes down, l'nich say shavui, there we're afraid maybe you won't do such a good job, there the Rabbanah had to make a special tekonah, you take korev. Now, the kulin that says lochan is right there, shaman loy korev. Anyone that goes down to the fields, he has the right to take from the produce like a regular worker, like an oros. The kulin, what's the lochan of a kulin? The kulin lasuya mai, what's the comment to include? Tomorrow says, "Coming lasuye hodi yomer of Nachman." Rav Nachman said, "Oma Shmuel, shavui shenishba. If a person was captured by the goyim, maridin karlo nechosav. You're allowed to let somebody, even a karva relative, go down to his field in the meantime and take care of it. Yotzul adas. Let's say he went away by his own free will. Then ain maridin karlo nechosav. We had before. Then we do not let the karv go down because since the person didn't tell you to go down, he doesn't want you to. But Rav Nachman the day yomer boirech hareyu kishavui." If the owner ran away, he has the same halacha like was captured, that we do let a korov go down and watch the field. Now, Baruch Machmas Mai, why did the owner run away? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Machmas cargo, cost of taxes, he wanted to like run away from paying the taxes. If so, Hainu Ladaf, like he didn't have to run away. That's cool that he went away in his own free will. So if so, for sure we don't let him go down. So Shane Khan, because he knows, as far as some taxes, he doesn't have to rush about it. He's not in a big rush. So therefore, if he goes away, it's like leaving on his own free will. So since he did not tell you to go down to take care of the field, you're not allowed to take care of it. Elo rather, baruch machmas mardin. The case mardin means that the goyim have a chi of mis upon you. The case is horgas and nefesh. You killed somebody. And by the goyim rashas v'pasoyim horgim ashmikas domim, they kill you. So you have to run for your life. So in such a case, you're running for your life. Here we say, you're fatumut. That's why you didn't tell anybody to take care of your property. Therefore, we are allowed to let a korov. We're allowed to let a korov go down to watch it for you. Omri of Yudah Mashmuel. Shavui Shenishba. First time was captured by the goyim. Veniach kom elixir. And he left his wheat field full, was growing. Anovim elixir. Left over the grapes that weren't cut off yet. Timorim ligdor. He left over dates that weren't cut off yet. Zaysim. He has olives. Limsoik. Look, in such a case, what do we do now? Mamish, they'll be ruined. If you let the fruits stay there, they'll be ruined. So locher is Bezdin Yordan Nechosiv. Bezdin goes down to his property. Umamidim Apotropis. Bezdin appoints an Apotropis right now. The Kaitzer, and he tells the Apotropis right now, cut down this wheat that's fully grown. Ubaitzer, cut down the grapes. The Goyder, cut down the dates. Umaisik, and take care of the olives. The Yachakak, and after we have an Apotropis, then Maridin Karlo Nechosiv. And then we let a korov go down and watch over the field. For the Gemara, why? But look at my apotropos li'olam. Once you have an apotropos there, he does a better job. So let him stay there forever. So Gemara says, no, apotropos adiknini le'makminin. We don't let an apotropos stay there like the diknini for time to become old. Rashi says, ein bezdin torchin levakash apotropos la'noshim gedolim shelasmal lezakonim. They don't find older people to be apotropos. The fish flame su, you won't find them. But the fish flame li'yasmi ika, the shemelhu. The Shamalu, we have the Apotropos, the Dvar Mitzvah. Stam, to find an Apotropos for Yisraimim, that you could find. It's a Mitzvah. Avo Dekhtini, for an older person, nobody wants to be an Apotropos. Loi Shemila, they won't listen to you. So therefore, it will be very hard for Bezin to find an Apotropos to watch over an older person's field. Like, there's no Mitzvah involved, so people won't want to do it. An Apotropos doesn't get paid. So therefore, we tell a Karev to go down, and like we learned before, the Karev will be able to take like a regularis. So therefore, do a good job.
But here at the beginning, we tell an apotropos to come down, because when the apotropos goes down, he'll cut down the peris, and he'll hold it like a shomer. He'll be a shomer for the bailim. Then after we take care of these peris, then we let the korov go down. He'll be like an oris to work on the fields. All right, we'll stop here.
You hold enough lamed test from an aleph, four lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Huna. Huna says, "Ein maridin katan lenichte shavui." Again, if somebody was captured, he was taken away, and his fields are left over, so you're not allowed to let a katan go down to take over. Push it, because he'll just ruin it. The katan's not about das; he can't take care. We don't let him go down. Now, v'loy koriv lenichte katan. In the case, let's say a katan was captured. But for some reason, a cotton can't, maybe Yerusha's father died, he can't take care of his property. We do not let a koriv go down to watch over the property. We'll also see why. Because we're afraid maybe the koriv will make a chazaka there and take it away from him. Not only the brother himself, but the brother of the brother. Let's say the cotton now has a brother, and that brother has another brother that's his brother from the same mother. So kid says, his third brother is not related to the first brother. So the third brother, since he's related to the second brother, which is the brother of the cotton, also cannot go down to watch the field. Because we're afraid he'll be machzik in the field to take it away from the cotton for his brother. Now, what's the reason? Ein maridin cotton l'nichsei shavui. We do not let a cotton, a young child, go down to watch over somebody's field. Because dilma masidlu, poshin gareth, he's a cotton. He won't do a good job, he'll just be masidlu, ruin it. So Bezdin can't let a cotton go down to take over. Now, v'loy koriv machmas koriv the nechse cotton. We do not let a relative go down to the cotton's field. It means the achai me'imor. It means, like we just said, the cotton has a brother from the same father. Now that brother has another brother from the same mother. So we don't let him go down either to watch over this field, because the third brother like will take it for the second brother. For like korov the nichse cotton, and we do not let a regular korov also go down to the nichse cotton. Why? Kivan the leimochi, since the cotton doesn't know how to protest, like to say, listen, it's my field, he can't make a machor, it is still osili avzuke bay. We're afraid that the korov, after being there for 3 years, will go around saying, listen, it's my field, I made a chazaka, I was the one that yashined it. As I made Yerusha, so make a machzik as if to say, he was the real Yerush, it wasn't your field, it's my field. That's what we're afraid about. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says,